You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
David? Everything all right?
No. I've got a limper here. I can't seem to get hold of her. Let me help.
Oh, thanks.
Eddie, now. That's it. Right. Over you go. Right. Oh, dear, she's clearly in pain.
Yeah, well, this will fix it.
They don't muck about these days.
Take, shut up.
Oh, he's getting a bit excited.
I know. That's his problem. Right. Off you go.
Oh, he's pretty good, though, isn't he, with sheep?
Oh. Well, when he's not rolling in the mud, yeah.
Well, at least someone's able to enjoy this wretched weather. Bit of a blight on your working day, I should think.
Oh, it's not been too bad. We can cope with a few patches of wet ground here and there.
Mind you, you're probably getting in practice for your move north.
Yeah. I wouldn't bank on it being dry in Northumberland.
Still, you must be looking forward to getting stuck into the new farm.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's bound to take time to make the place our own.
Oh, that happens quicker than you might imagine. I mean, coming to Ambridge gave me a completely new lease of life. The move got me excited about farming again.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh. It's been pretty relentless.
However, the rain hasn't stopped certain people from venturing outdoors.
How do you mean?
Robert and Jim.
No, you've lost me, Oliver.
They're engaged in this ridiculous bird-watching face-off, marking off species from birds of Borsetshire while channeling the competitive spirit of the rumble in the jungle.
Really?
First sight of daylight and they're pulling on Wellingtons and grabbing their sou'westers. It's impossible to get any sense out of either of them.
Oh.
I bumped into Robert in the country park yesterday. We started chatting about the Valentine's Bash of the Bull.
Huh?
Caroline and I have been brushing up on our quick step, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I was mid-sentence when Robert heard a sound. Next thing I knew, he'd whipped out his binoculars and was peering up a tree. The man's obsessed. It all ended in tears.
Yeah, very likely. Right, well, time I was getting on.
Oh, by the way, you do know that we're hunting on Wednesday?
Yeah, Shula mentioned it.
We'll do our best to avoid Brookfield land, as usual.
Well, that would be much appreciated. We've just started lambing.
No need to worry, David. We'll be as well behaved as ever.
Oh, Edward.
You all right, Grandad?
Everything's coming back to me.
What's that?
The foxtrot. These steps are in me bones, you see, like riding a bicycle. What do you reckon, then?
Oh, it's a nice tune.
Oh, no. I mean, it's a suit.
It's very smart.
Bought it in 1947 and still fits like a glove.
Yeah, it sure does.
They don't make suits like this no more.
Nope. No, they don't.
Be as good as new once your mum's pressed it. You coming?
Hey?
To this Valentine's do at the ball, eh?
I don't know.
Oh, it's fit to be quite a night. Bert Fry's been mouthing off about how he come third in the Viennese waltz at Butlin's in 1953. But you wait. I'll dance him off the floor. Yeah. Stick the record back in the sleeve, would you, boy?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem.
Yeah. Well, you hadn't come round for a dancing lesson.
No, I've got something to tell you, Grandad.
Well, sit yourself down, then. I'm listening.
Well, the thing is, this isn't easy.
Spit it out.
I'm going to have to sell the herd. The business, it's not working out.
I see.
I'm getting out of dairy for good. I won't be farming anymore.
You mean Grange Farm?
Yeah.
Oh, Edward.
Look, once the cash comes in from the sale, I'll pay off my debts. And I'll have enough left to buy a decent tractor, a
but
used one.
But you won't be at Grange Farm.
No. No, but I will be contracting, though. That'll earn me a whole heap of money. Plus, I'm still doing the shearing with Jazza, and there's always odds and ends around that I can help out with on home farm and with
the
Tom.
The day you went back to that land with them cows felt like one of us had gone back home.
I know.
I was so proud of you. Showing that this family could bounce back.
I'll make you proud again, Grandad.
Oh, you don't have to prove nothing to me, boy. Times have changed.
Yeah.
In days gone by, a man could make a living out of a few good cows and by working hard. No chance of that nowadays.
I promise you this isn't the end.
Oh, that's exactly what it is, Edward. And there's nothing you nor me can do about it.
Dad, you are going to love this.
Am I?
Look. 5 power shift gears, 30 speeds in both directions, automated transmission functions and brake assist. And there are twin screens in the cab. See? Look, it's only 100 grand.
Only?
Or there's this one, which gives you better fuel economy. What do you reckon?
I'll have a read later.
But you do agree that we need a new tractor?
Yeah, eventually.
It's essential for the business, Dad. Once we complete the sale, we'll have some decent capital to play with. Dad? Dad, are you listening?
Yeah, hold on a second.
What on earth is that?
There we are. Take a look.
Open-air dairying. Looks like some sort of Stone Age milking parlour.
It's from the 1930s.
Wait, are those wheels?
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit like Ed's bale.
Well, that is weird.
They used to milk out in the fields. The cows never came inside.
What, not at all?
No, never. That's the whole point of the system. There were quite a few farmers using it back then, including your great-grandad.
Well, what was the thinking behind it?
Well, the animals were healthier, there was hardly any TB, and the milk was fantastic quality because they were on pasture around the clock.
Sounds like chocolate box farming to me.
It's actually very interesting. Come on, read this.
Oh, this is rather a shock.
Well, I reckon it's best I get out before I go completely under.
And you're positive?
Yeah. And I've thought about it long and hard, and me and Em have talked it through. And basically, I've just run out of options.
I suppose the dairy business isn't getting any easier. Never mind the physical demands. Keeping on top of the paperwork is always a struggle.
Yeah. Anyway, look, thanks for having faith in me.
No.
Yeah, if it wasn't for you, I'd never have had a chance with the herd in the first place. Yeah. I'm only sorry I messed it up.
Ed.
Well, I just feel like I've let everyone down.
You haven't. We all know it's virtually impossible to compete with the big outfits. You've done your best.
Tick Grandad hard. It's as if he's lost Grange Farm all over again.
Nothing can change Joe's connection to this place.
Yeah. I'll miss it, Oliver.
I know you will. It's bound to be a wrench, but you're wise to look to the future.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. Do you need a hand with the engine?
No, nearly done. Just checking the oil. So, what's the time frame for selling the cows, eh?
Well, the first TB tests are tomorrow. Alistair will do the second lot on Thursday. Hopefully I'll know for definite by then.
Well, I'm sure you'll get good news.
Well, we'll see. Now, my luck, I'm likely to end up with a herd I can't even sell.
Here we are. This is what I wanted to show you.
Right, these farming pioneers supplied milk to nearly 40% of local households during the interwar years. Their businesses thrived and they kept their prices competitive.
Yeah. Seems as though farmers like Dan were making decent money.
How was that possible during the Depression?
Selling direct, that was the key. Plus, the cows were outside, so I suppose that kept their costs down.
I can't get my head round it.
You know, I think we could learn a few lessons from these guys.
Like what?
Well, Grandad obviously trusted his instincts.
I'm researching top-of-the-range tractors and you're drooling over some contraption that's over 80 years old.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, you've got to admire them. These were poor people who made the best of what they had.
Dad, you'll be getting the violins out next.
This is family history. Anyway, I'd like to find out more.
About the tractor?
No, about open-air dairying. I might go down to the NFU offices tomorrow.
Oh, like you'll have time.
I'll have a look through the old county magazine. I bet they cover this story. I mean, open-air dairying was a huge phenomenon, and these guys were the proper mavericks. Mm-hmm. Why don't you come and have a scout around the archive with me?
Oh. Grandad?
Yeah?
What are you doing here?
Oh, apparently we fancied a little trip out, so I thought I'd come up and have a last look.
I haven't even put the herd on the market yet.
Oh, you will, Edward, you will.
You okay?
Beautiful animals, these are.
Yeah.
You looked after them well.
Thanks.
I've lived most of my life on this farm.
Yeah, I know.
After we had to walk out the last time, I felt as if I'd left my heart in this place. When you started working here, well, you brought it back for me.
Oh, Grandad.
Thank you for doing that.
Please don't.
You remember the fire, Edward?
Yeah, of course.
Nearly 20 years ago now. Milking parlour was burnt to the ground and we lost 34 good animals.
That was a tough time.
6 cows we had left. The big tractor was a write-off, so was the forage harvester. We thought it was all over.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Ah, no. But now I reckon we're just about done.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you change that face, boy. People might come and go, but land stays. It stays, and nobody can take this land away from my heart. Do you understand?
Yes, Grandad.
Yeah, it ain't easy, but you has to look ahead in this game. And it seems to me that's what you're doing.
I'm trying. I really am trying.
I don't doubt that, Edward. And if it's finally time for the Grundys to walk away, then we'll walk away together.
I wish it didn't have to be this way.
Oh, I know, boy. Fact is, however much you wants it, nothing lasts no more. Nothing.
Pip, will you get a move on, please? I want to get there as soon as the NFU office is open.
But I was sending an email.
You do realise that I've been in the lambing shed since 5 o'clock this morning and I've got to get back to mix the feed ration.
Dad, will you stop stressing? I did tell you I had an assignment to deliver.
Let's go, shall we?
Oh, wait, hang on a minute. Have you seen these plans?
No, not yet.
Mum reckons we should look at converting the existing shed into cubicles. But I'm not so sure about the location, and we ought to take ventilation into account.
Yeah, well, the most important thing is that each space on the new farm is functional and that we can move the herd around easily.
Oh, shall I bring them with us? I can drive while you take a look.
No, I'll sit down with them later. Now, can we please get in the car?
Oh, Neil! You can't wear that to go to work with the pigs.
I do have such things as overalls.
Well, they only provide limited coverage. Besides, that was your Christmas jumper. You do realise it's pure wool?
Yes, I know that.
Which means there's no way I'm risking it in the machine. And I'm not hand washing it. Not if there's pig mess all mixed in with the fibres. You'll have to change.
I'm not changing, Susan.
But look,
final answer. For your information, the reason I might look slightly smarter than usual is because I've decided to have it out with Tom.
What?
I've decided I can't carry on like this any longer.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. He needs to realise I only took on this role because Tony told me I'd be calling the shots.
Oh. Well, this is fantastic news.
Well, I plan to tell him straight I'm not taking orders from anybody. Either I get to voice my opinion, or we need to come to some other arrangement.
Oh, Neil. He'll crumble before your very eyes. I'm sure he will.
We'll see. Oh, who's that?
Oh, Emma. Checking I can pick up the children later. Uh-huh. She ran me first thing. Apparently, Ed's a bit low.
Oh, I'm not surprised. It's a massive blow for him having to sell those cows.
Mm. If you ask me, he's doing the right thing. That dairy business was doomed.
Well, he gave it his best shot.
And he's bound to find enough bits and bobs round here to survive.
Here's hoping. So, now, are you sure I look okay?
Oh, yes. Very, commanding.
Commanding?
Oh, and Neil, might make a chili later on.
Oh, really?
Only if you fancy it.
Well, yeah, that would be lovely.
Fingers crossed we'll have something to celebrate.
Yeah. Right, bye then, love.
Oh, now, look, make sure you ring me straight after you speak to Tom.
Yeah, will do.
Three Borsetshire farmers took a trip to Wiltshire to see Mr. Arthur Hosier's remarkable invention.
The mobile milking pail, and you can see the structure of it a bit more clearly in this photo here, see?
Oh, okay. So Arthur Hosier developed the open-air dairy system.
Which Grandad adopted. What's the date there?
September 1929.
Right.
You don't think one of these farmers who visited Hosier could have been your Grandad?
Well, quite possibly. You know, I can't get over how ahead of his time he was. If we could do something like this today, it would be revolutionary.
Oh, like robotic milking?
Yeah. Look, I've said yes now, haven't I?
Well, judging by this, great-granddad was a real pioneer.
And it can't have been easy, can it? Remember, there were no subsidies back then.
Yeah, but he survived. Yeah, he set up his milk round and kept it going, somehow. God, I guess it's only because of him that we've got Brookfield at all. Great-granddad was a real innovator. He set the standard and he believed in himself.
Yeah. He did, didn't he?
Come in.
Morning, Tom.
Neil. Good to see you.
I haven't fed the pigs yet.
Right.
I've been thinking and I've decided it's time we had a chat.
Yes, I agree.
Eh?
Please, sit down.
Okay. Well,
can I get you a coffee?
No, thanks.
Can I tempt you with a biscuit then?
Yeah, all right. Now, the thing is, Tom, we can't continue like this.
I quite agree.
What?
I'm glad you popped in. I was going to come and find you later.
No, were you?
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you for days, but I've been snowed under. With Dad not here, if one thing goes wrong, it doesn't take much for me to feel like I'm playing catch-up.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted to apologise. You were right about not moving the pigs last week. Keeping them in the top field was a much better idea.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry if it seemed as though I was running the show.
Well, it did, rather.
It's just the pigs were mine for so long. It's taken me a while to adjust. But that's my problem, not yours.
Mm.
You must realise I value your contribution, Neil. I really do. From now on, we're partners. And it's my responsibility to make sure we approach everything as equals.
Oh, good.
How does that sound?
Yes. Yeah, fine.
Well, glad you're on board, Neil. Having your knowledge and experience to hand is a real godsend.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Well, I'm almost done here. How about we both go and feed the pigs?
Yeah, okay. I'll get my overalls on.
Just these two, please. Oh, and I'll take some mints. Susan?
Oh, sorry. I was checking my texts. Didn't realise you were such a chocolate fan.
Oh, no, the other one's for Pip.
Oh, I'm expecting a message from Neil, but nothing so far.
Right.
It's usually very reliable, as you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been very lucky in my marriage. Tea and toast on a tray on Mother's Day. Flowers on my birthday, usually.
How much is that?
£1.85, please.
Okay, hold on.
Can't imagine how poor Lillian is feeling. Not now Matt's toddled off on his merry way.
Oh, I thought I had enough change.
There's all sorts of talk about where he's got to. I've heard he might be in Coventry or possibly Panama.
Sorry, I don't have anything smaller.
Someone said he might even have gone back inside.
I really wouldn't know, Susan.
No, don't expect you would. Anyway, you and Ruth will be off soon, won't you?
Well, we haven't fixed a date yet.
Oh, this village is changing. Out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
You'll miss us, though, won't you?
No doubt.
Of course you will. The hubbub in the shop, bonfire night, the flower and produce, not to mention all the funny goings on. I mean, Alice told me that Jennifer's on Radio Borsetshire tomorrow.
Really?
Talking about the Save campaign. Although now you're leaving, I don't suppose you're that interested.
No, no, Ruth and I still care about this village.
Of course you do.
Could I please have my change?
Oh, don't let me keep you, David. There you go.
Thank you.
I think we might be running a bit low on nuts.
Ah, I placed another order this morning. Delivery tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, great.
Thanks for what you said earlier, Tom.
No problem.
And, bless you and me agree to keep talking so there won't be more misunderstandings.
You're on.
By the way, it'd be nice to hear about your experiences on the farm in Canada sometime, see if there's any way we could make improvements to our operation.
Sure. Well, let's have a chat next week, maybe.
Yeah, I'd like that. Oh, excuse me.
You go ahead. I better get back to the office anyway. I'll see you later.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Tom. Susan.
Neil, I've been waiting with bated breath.
Well, no need to worry. It's all sorted.
Really?
Yes. I told Tom I'm not his office junior. If he doesn't change his ways, I'm out.
What did he say?
Well, he had no choice in the matter, did he? He apologised and we've decided to put the past behind us. From now on, we're partners. And it's Tom's responsibility to make sure we approach everything as equals.
I knew it. Once you start sticking up for yourself, the Tom Archers of this world start to take notice.
Yeah, well, it seems so.
Oh, Neil, were you very masterly?
Well, I did my best.
Well done, love. I got the ingredients for the chilli.
Oh, how do you know?
It'll be ready and waiting for you as soon as you get home.
Are you all right, Dad?
Yeah.
Only you seem a bit distracted.
I was watching the cows.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking back to when we took the cubicles out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember.
No way.
No, I do. Mum brought me outside to watch you load the trailer with the old materials. I remember whizzing around on my scooter.
But you were only about three.
Four. It's not so strange, is it? I mean, this place has been my world ever since I was born.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
Well, you're all grown up now. Choosing top-of-the-range tractors when your first birthday present was a toy tractor.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, don't tell me you remember being 1 year old.
Oh, no, but I've heard the story a thousand times.
Well, it's true. You opened the box. And we all wondered why brand new toys smell of custard.
And you said perhaps they dip them in trifle. Yeah, you know, it's a moment in Brookfield history.
Well, there are plenty of those.
Yeah.
When you think of the hours we spent in that shed with the cows over the years, and the number of calves we've seen born in the boxes...
I do understand, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, this place. It won't just suddenly stop being ours.
No.
Whatever happens, wherever we go, Brookfield's part of us.
Rhiannon, couldn't I be wearing headphones?
Oh, you should have them on already.
Oh,
Put them on now. We'll be live on air in a few seconds.
All right. I suddenly feel rather nervous.
Oh, there's absolutely nothing to worry about, Jane.
It's Jennifer, actually.
Of course. Sorry. Try and think of this as a little chat. Pretend I'm a friend or a nosy neighbour.
Yes, all right.
Remember, this is your chance to tell the people of Borsetshire about this, this thing you're doing. What is it called again?
The Save Campaign.
That's the one. And here we go.
Oh, right.
Welcome back. And now I have with me Jennifer... Aldridge, who is responsible for a group called SAVE, which stands for Save the Amvale Environment.
It's not just me. Practically the whole village has rallied round.
We'll get to you in a second. This campaign is trying to reverse the council's decision to build a new road through Ambridge. So, Jennifer, tell the listeners what you're up to.
Well, SAVE aims to raise awareness about the enormous damage that Route B will do to our local area. And in order to keep our campaign going, we need to fundraise. So we're holding a pancake race at the Ball in Ambridge on Shrove Tuesday and a jumble sale in the Village Hall next Thursday.
Do you honestly believe that a few events listed on parish notices can help stop this road?
Oh, well, it's not just that. We've lobbied our MP and we've organised protests and we have an ever-growing number of signatures on our petition. I mean, it might not seem like much, but there's enough passion in our hearts to confront a pride of lions.
That's very noble. What do you say to the suggestion that you and your SAVE pals are simply a load of NIMBYs?
Well, that's an accusation that I completely refute. The village of Ambridge has always embraced change. We've welcomed new residents, we've supported housing developments, we've opened our minds to new ideas. However, in this particular case, we have to consider the cost. And if Route B goes ahead, swathes of our beautiful Borsetshire landscape will be torn apart and we'll lose our sense of community.
You're not quite what we imagine when we think of protesters these days, are you, Jennifer?
What? Afraid I don't follow.
Well, you're well-spoken, more mature,
well,
wealthy. What I mean is, you're hardly a candidate for Occupy.
My background is actually irrelevant. The point is, I'm not prepared to sit back and do nothing. The council has its elected members. The big companies have their executives. And it's time that somebody spoke up for the unsung heroes battling on at home. You know, the ones that are collecting children from school, the ones juggling the household budget, trying to make a meal for four after a long day at work. And where I come from, we support each other. And when something's wrong, we speak out loud and proud. Well, to put it in plain English, this road will be a disaster for local residents. And while there is a breath in my body, I will fight to do what is right by my community.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Hello.
What do you want?
Aren't you at least going to invite me in?
Come through. How's Phoebe?
What's that smell?
Well, there's a pasty in the oven.
Oh, Roy, look at this place.
Hey?
How did this happen?
I don't know what you mean.
Open your eyes. Do you ever eat anything that doesn't come in a foil container?
My diet is none of your business.
Where's the bin?
I'd rather you didn't touch my stuff.
This room is like a scene from a documentary. It's appalling. You're living in utter squalor.
Don't exaggerate.
It's true.
Look, we can't all be chilling out in our parents' mansions, Kate.
No, this is not about money. It's about attitude.
How I choose to live has nothing to do with you.
Well, it is when it harms our daughter.
Tell me. How exactly does my eating a ham and pineapple pizza affect Phoebe?
It's this mess. The havoc surrounding you. You're damaging her by exposing her to your unmanageability.
You've got a nerve criticising me.
I want you to stay away from Phoebe.
until you've sorted yourself out.
Oh. So if I start making homemade organic soup, you might allow me to see her?
I didn't say that.
Because you can't. Because you don't make decisions for her.
She left you, Roy.
That's right. She did. But at least I never left her.
Stop trying to twist things.
You're the twisted one. What about the damage you've done over the years? Me and Hayley, we always picked up the pieces. We loved Phoebe, cared for her while you were gallivanting on the other side of the world.
I was not
Look, where were you when Phoebe had her first school disco? Or passed her first exam or fell out with her best mate? Yes. Yeah, I've made mistakes. Yes, I've messed my life up. But you know what, Kate? I've been here for my daughter every step of the way.
I think you should calm down.
But you have no right to swan into our lives, into my house, and try and lay down the law. Phoebe told me exactly why you came back and didn't want to see her.
Of course it was.
You trashed your life in South Africa, just like you trashed it in Ambridge, because that's what you do, Kate.
You're talking nonsense.
I'll see my girl whenever she's ready. Whenever I like. Just you try and stop me.
That's the end of the hot pot.
Already?
Yeah, a couple of tables came in for it specially.
Oh.
Apparently, Frieda's acquired quite a reputation.
Do you know, I did suggest we get her an assistant while we're in Australia, but, well, she's not interested.
Not long till you go now, is it?
No. We leave a week on Friday. Oh, I cannot wait to board that plane.
Oh, so jealous.
This trip marks a real turning point. I know we may be looking at the end of Brookfield, but the money will mean a new beginning for all of us.
Thanks to your generosity. What? Mum's always wanted to go to Oz, and I'll be able to give my business a real shot because of your help.
Do you know, Fallon, I feel like I'm becoming the man that I was always meant to be.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, look, about Saturday, I've sorted Bunting and I gave Carol the playlist to have a look through.
Oh, excellent. Oh, and by the way, I may have a surprise in store.
A surprise?
Yes. Well, let's just say I'm hoping the evening will go with a bang.
Oh, you're scaring me, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Carol.
Hello. Fallon, you've done a wonderful job choosing the music.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, absolutely. By the way, did you hear Jennifer on Radio Borsetshire this morning?
No, I didn't, but Jim was saying earlier that she made her point very vigorously.
She did an excellent job. Do listen if you get a chance.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, and did you get my message about the mobile hairdresser?
Yes, she'll be round at Glebe Cottage at about 4 o'clock.
Lovely.
Sounds like you're going to town.
I rather fancy victory rolls for the occasion. They were all the rage in the 40s.
Yeah. You know, I often long for the simpler life of days gone by. No supermarkets, no smartphones, no endless rolling news.
Oh, don't get too nostalgic. Not everything was better back then. Women are much better off nowadays.
Surely you're a lady who likes to have a door open for her?
Oh, John did try once, not long after we met. I soon set him straight.
I will not allow you to speak to me like that.
I asked you to leave, Kate.
Do you know what you're doing?
Well, I was going to watch telly, actually.
You're projecting. Putting your mistakes onto me, blaming me for your weaknesses.
Oh, give me strength.
You've finally fulfilled your destiny and become a certified loser.
Yeah, and you've hit the big time, of course. Nearly 40 and back in Ambridge living with Mummy and Daddy.
How dare you suggest I'm nearly 40?
Oh, get lost, Kate.
I will go when I'm good and ready. The fact is, Roy, I relied on you to look after our daughter and you completely failed. You betrayed my trust.
Trust? That's not a word you should even be allowed to use. You do what you want, you always have. You've got no regard for anybody else. You're completely selfish. You let Phoebe down time after time after time. You are a terrible mother.
That is not true.
Now, me and Hayley did our best, but everyone knows you've damaged Phoebe. You're the one who broke her heart.
And yet I'm the one who she's choosing to live with right now.
Yeah, only because...
And I'm the one who hears her sobbing herself to sleep every night, Roy. Just remember, I'm not the one who's broken her heart. You are.
Right. You. Out. Now.
What are you doing?
I'm escorting you out of my house.
Get off me! Roy, you have no right!
Now, leave!
Roy!
And don't come back!
Mum does realise there's a limit on my baggage allowance.
A gentle reminder might not go amiss. Mm. I had to dissuade her from buying a juicer.
What?
Apparently your daughter's a keen chef.
Yes, I know, but they do have kitchen equipment in New Zealand. I'll buy her one when I'm out there.
So, Fallon, You'll be holding the fort, I hear.
Yeah, I'm moving in while Mum and Kenton are away. And Harrison as well. To give me a bit of moral support, you know.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. Well, he stays over quite often, but this will be different.
Well, there's nothing like sharing space for getting to know someone.
I only hope we're not diving in too soon.
You'll be fine. Be a chance to identify his bad habits so you can sort them out before things get serious.
Yeah. Aha!
What are you grinning for?
I've just had some good news.
Oh?
Yes. The surprise I'm planning for Saturday is definitely on.
Oh, hello, darling.
I've had excellent news.
Mum.
My interview with Rhiannon appears to... Well, it's been a triumph. The SAVE website has been inundated with requests for information and we've actually had several new donations. And I've had Facebook messages from up and down the county. Somebody even suggested that I'm filling a gap in the market, whatever that means. Oh, Kate, darling, what's wrong? What's happened?
It's Roy.
Well, what about him?
He can be so cruel.
Oh, what's happened now?
Well, I went round to see him to try to make things better.
Right.
And I mean, the situation is tearing poor Phoebe apart. I can't allow him to continue to hurt my daughter like this.
Well, I don't think...
I was simply telling him that he needs to sort himself out. And we ended up arguing.
Go on.
He said some awful, awful things. He called me selfish, can you believe it?
Well,
I... Then he took my arm and pushed me outside. Look, can you see my arm's still red?
Well, no, I can't see anything.
But, Mum...
No, honestly, Kate, you say you're doing this for Phoebe's sake, but how on earth do you think all this is actually helping her? You and Roy both need to buck up your ideas. The two of you being at one another's throats is the last thing that Phoebe needs.
But he's...
No, listen. However vitriolic your feelings may be towards one another, Phoebe's welfare has to be your priority. Oh, darling, surely you can see that.
I wonder why we've stopped.
I heard Oliver say hounds have picked up the scent of a fox.
Oh, not again.
I know, but it happens.
Yes, I realise that.
Look, if they do draw the animal, you will try to be sensible, won't you, darling? There's nothing any of us can do.
Yes, of course. I didn't mean to overreact last time.
Well, it was only a few days after Tony's accident. You were bound to be a bit emotional.
Shall we wait here?
Yeah.
Are you all right, Rob? You've been a bit quiet all morning.
I'm tired, that's all.
I did appreciate you picking up Henry yesterday. Thank you for cooking supper. It was lovely coming home to a hot meal.
Well, I wasn't expecting to have to leave work early.
I wouldn't have asked unless it was an emergency. Luckily, Tina felt well enough to go in again this morning. I mean, I didn't want to let you down today.
No.
I was quite relieved when I got her text because we were expecting a large delivery of vitamin supplements. I'd been there all day.
Darling, it's not your role to be worrying about deliveries anymore.
I only found out because I went in yesterday.
Well, maybe you ought to think about having a backup plan when staff are off sick.
Yes, I will.
That's one stress you can do without.
I understand.
Besides, you've got far more important things to think about than work.
I know. What's going on?
Well, let's have a look. Jula, is everything all right?
Oh, the whipper-in did his best, but there was nothing he could do.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I can't believe this has happened again. It's horrible.
It's certainly a shame.
Two isolated incidents hardly add up to a disaster.
No, you're right.
Yeah, they're almost ready to move off again now.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
Over there, through the trees.
Oh, no.
He must have been there the whole time.
Is he on his own?
I can't see properly.
Well, these Sabs never learn.
Well, he might not be
as... Oh, come off it. The bloke's holding a camera. Don't understand why they can't mind their own business. Live and let live.
Where are you going?
Talk to him.
Rob, please don't get involved.
Stay there, Helen.
You know, I must say, I'm beginning to understand why you fought so hard for this kitchen.
Oh, yes. It was well worth all the upheaval.
Delicious coffee in a few seconds. Not to mention the sparkling water tap. Oh, darling, that wine fridge is a masterstroke.
Oh, the fridge was Brian's idea.
Ooh, he's good for something, then. Do you know, Jenny, I think I've found the perfect office. I could quite easily set up camp here permanently. Certainly beats having to see Anthea's sour face every day.
Well, she's definitely not coming back, then.
Nope. Said she can't work in such a chaotic management environment. To be honest, I'm not sure I could afford to keep her on, anyway.
Oh, are you okay?
Oh, that second bottle of red Kate and I opened last night might have been a mistake.
Did you manage to talk any sense into her?
Oh, don't remember, darling. By the end of the evening, we were on the internet looking up low-impact facelifts.
Lillian, you are incorrigible. Would you like another cappuccino?
Why not?
Oh, I do wish Kate and Roy had stopped behaving like grown-ups, for Phoebe's sake.
I'm sure they'll sort themselves out sooner or later.
Well, it does sound as though Roy has been struggling.
Well, I mean, the poor man's lost everything, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. His life's turned around 360 degrees. I know how that feels, believe me.
Yes, of course.
The rug's pulled from under your feet and then you get a smack in the face while falling to the floor.
Oh, dear. Have a piece of lardy, Kate, Lillian.
I don't mind if I do, darling.
Oh, Kate said that Roy's living off pizza and lambuna.
Oh, well, at least he's eating.
Good point.
You don't always bother when you're on your own. You know, I must have put on about half a stone since I moved in here. That cake is delicious.
I'm glad you like it.
Certainly helps soaking up the wine.
Oh, if only Kate weren't so volatile. And I know that Roy is usually a much calmer person, but, well, when he and Kate get together, they just seem to rub one another up the wrong way.
Can somebody please tell me why there's an empty bottle of Burgundy in the recycling?
Oh, Kate and I fancied a drop of red yesterday.
Well, for your information, I was saving that for a special occasion.
Oh, what special occasion?
Well, I don't know, but it was a particularly fine wine that was supposed to be savoured, not glugged down like fizzy pop.
I'm sorry, darling. I'll buy you another one.
Oh, no, forget about it, Lillian. He's got plenty of other bottles to choose from.
I have my favourites.
Oh, really, darling? It's far too early for you to be thinking about alcoholic beverages.
You know, I was just saying how heartwarming it is to be living as part of a family.
Yes, nothing beats a full house.
Yeah, well, that's a matter of opinion. It might be rather more tolerable if our new residents could pick up their undergarments.
Oh, dear.
Mea culpa. Afraid I'm used to walking round in the bath. It's usually just Matt and me.
Oh, yes.
No, of course it's just me.
Oh, and Jenny, can you please have a firm word with Kate and Phoebe? They're monopolising the bathrooms and leaving all sorts of cosmetic rubbish where it ought not to be.
Well, you can always use our ensuite, Brian.
I don't want to use the ensuite. I want to be able to walk into any bathroom in the house and use it as I see fit.
Oh, goodness me.
What is it?
Alice has uploaded my interview with Radio Borsetshire to the internet.
Oh, no.
Oh, let's have a look.
Why has she gone and done that?
Because it's of enormous public interest.
Turn the volume up.
Not much, but there's enough passion in our hearts to confront a pride of lions.
Oh, damn, it's cut out.
You sound very persuasive, darling.
Oh, and you're not going to believe this.
What's happened now?
I've already had 800 views.
I asked you a question.
I've got as much right to be here as you have.
No, you haven't. This is private land.
You want to get a map, mate? This one is for the public. People who want to live peacefully, not bloodthirsty murderers.
Peacefully? That's a joke coming from the likes of you.
I've every right to protest against idiots who hate animals.
Oh, you haven't the first clue about the countryside.
I'm born and bred in Borsetshire. What about you, posh boy?
None of your business. You may not like it, but this hunt is legal.
How is it legal? You just set your hounds in a fox.
We did nothing of the sort.
I saw everything.
Animals love to hunt. It's the nature of the beast.
The only beast around here is the one I'm looking at.
Give me that camera.
No way.
Rob, the hunt's moved off. I told Helen to
the camera.
At last.
Let's go now.
Sid, give it here. Touch my property.
Will you both calm down?
You're asking for it.
Rob, no, stop.
That's what you're not doing, eh? You strike out first without thinking or listening.
Yeah, there's plenty more where that came from.
You think I'm scared of you? A bully?
coward like you. Get off me.
Oh, what a shame. There's mud all over your nice jacket.
You'll be sorry for that.
I don't think so.
Just wait.
Will you leave now?
You haven't heard the last of this. Did he take the camera?
I think so.
I should have finished him off when I had the chance. Dirty little...
Rob, please. I've retrieved your horse. Let's get back to the others.
An ordinary housewife. Who is the voice of the people?
Who wrote that?
Or somebody called Simon.
The one below describes you as a modern-day heroine.
Really?
This lady is definitely not for turning. You couldn't have hoped for better comments, darling.
Oh, no, indeed.
We don't even know who these people are. It could be anybody. Pranksters, bored students, lunatics.
Oh, it doesn't matter. The fact is, you've caused a real stir.
Try not to get carried away, darling. This is likely to be a flash in the pan.
We'll have to buy the Echo first thing.
No, it's just, I'm sure there are more important stories in the region that need covering.
Hey, what could be more pressing than the future of Ambridge?
I just don't want you getting your hopes up.
I think Liam's got a photo of me, but perhaps I should send him a more recent image. Brian, can you take a snap on my phone, please?
What?
Will you just click the camera button?
Oh, I'm not getting embroiled in your PR machine, Jenny. Adam needs a hand with the spraying. I'll be back for lunch.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Look, pass me that, Dolly. I'll do it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, this is what's so nice about living with you all. There. There's always something going on.
Well, let me see. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm very pleased with that.
Yeah, you look dignified but full of fighting spirit.
A winning combination.
Yeah. I do enjoy all this hustle and bustle. You two have got your fingers in all sorts of pies. Oh, darling, Kate's so much fun. Mm. Do you know, I've forgotten how much we have in common.
Well, it's so lovely to have you here and well, to be able to share these special moments.
Oh, you know, Jenny, even before Matt left, I'd become rather lonely. If I'm honest, there was a growing distance between us, you know. Work was the only thing we had left in common.
Oh, Lillian.
Can't say I'm finding it easy, being the hot topic in the village at the moment.
Oh, you mustn't pay any attention to silly gossip.
I know it'll pass, but right now people seem to fall silent as soon as I enter the shop or the pub.
Oh, let the likes of Susan Carter be water off a duck's back.
I'm trying. Oh, it's typical Matt, isn't it? Makes a horrible mess and leaves me to clean it up.
Oh!
What is it?
Hey, I've had a dozen new comments in the last few minutes.
Oh, get behind this woman. A leader in the making. Ooh. Jennifer Aldridge's Britannia. Oh, Jenny, this is extraordinary.
Oh, Rob, are you sure you're not cut anywhere?
No, I wasn't going to let him get that close. If the truth be told, it was like being attacked by a toddler in a playground.
Is your arm very tender?
I'll be fine.
So he pushed you for no reason?
They hate us, Helen. Despise everything that we stand for. I was trying to talk to the guy and he went completely berserk. Shula saw, didn't you?
Yes.
He called me every name under the sun and then he threatened me.
What is wrong with these people?
They're filled with hate and they don't have any other outlet.
When you'd managed to film this guy, maybe he could be stopped.
No, I didn't think. It was the heat of the moment. I was only trying to do the right thing.
I know.
Oliver's signalling. I'd better get on.
How is he? Did you explain what happened?
No, I haven't had time. He's obviously unhappy about the kill.
No, it's understandable, given it's so soon after the last one. You tried to be so careful.
I suppose he's worried about repercussions.
Well, let's hope this incident doesn't get out of hand.
Well, why would it?
Oh, I've seen it happen before.
What do you mean?
These saboteurs are liars who make it up as they go along. That chap's sob story, coupled with a dead fox, would be disastrous for the hunt. Don't you agree, Shula?
Yeah.
All I did was defend myself, Helen.
Of course.
At least Shula was there, in case this idiot tries to cause any more problems.
Well, that's right. You saw exactly what happened.
I think so.
Can't think of a more reliable witness.
Absolutely.
All right, Oliver.
Oh, morning, Ed.
I noticed a couple of missed calls from you earlier.
Yeah, I was planning to come and find you once I'd fixed this gate.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
Oh, the latch has come loose. Happens every couple of months. Caroline will insist on clunking it down far too hard.
I heard you had some trouble out hunting yesterday.
Yes, accidentally killed another fox, which was very disappointing.
Sorry to hear that.
There's nothing we can do about it now. Just have to put it behind us, but it did rather sour the day.
Well, we all have those days.
Well, here's hoping this is a good one for you. Now, I've been thinking about your decision to move on from Grange Farm.
Oh, yeah?
Well, the fact is, it rather leaves me in the lurch. I mean, I'll have to find a new tenant.
No, I didn't mean to cause you any trouble.
No, it's not your fault, but I was wondering if you might still be interested in renting the land.
Oh, well, I'd love to, but...
You've looked after it well, Ed. And I need to let it to someone, and... Well, I'd much rather you take care of it than a stranger.
Yeah, but the thing is, Oliver, I'm not sure how I can make it pay, you know, without the dairy herd.
Well, there are other options.
Such as?
Ever considered running some beef cattle?
No.
It's a much easier business than the dairy herd. Less admin for a start. I think it might suit you.
Really?
Maybe you should give it some thought. You could probably manage the beef alongside your contracting work once you've bought a tractor.
Well, you think I could handle it?
Be a walk in the park compared to what you've been doing. Besides, you'd be doing me a favour.
Yeah, okay. I'll definitely look into it. Thanks, Oliver. I appreciate it.
Good man. Well, by the way, I was wondering if you found a venue for your wedding reception here.
Oh, we were thinking maybe the village hall, if it's free. If not...
I can offer you a barn here, if you like.
Are you serious?
Deadly. You could decorate as you see fit, and I'm sure Caroline can organise a few tables and chairs from Craig Abel's. Nothing fancy, but it should do the job.
Emma's going to be over the moon. Oh, cheers.
You're welcome.
That's brilliant news. Oh, maybe my luck is finally changing after all.
That's the spirit. Hello, Shula. Are you okay?
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, I'd better get off. Bye, Oliver. Shula.
I'll see you later.
Oh, bye, Ed.
Something wrong?
I've had a call from the police.
Oh, no.
About the man who was at the hunt. The one who had the altercation with Rob.
The Sab?
Yes. He's made an allegation claiming that Rob assaulted him.
But that's nonsense.
They seem to be taking it very seriously. I've been asked to go to the police station.
Now?
Yes. I thought I'd let you know in person, in case there are any problems for the hunt.
Right. Well, I'm coming with you.
Oh, no, really, Oliver. There's no need.
I insist. I'll just go and fetch my keys.
There you go. Oh, hang on, there's a hook as well. Done.
How do I look?
Well, see for yourself. There's a mirror behind you.
Ooh, it's nice.
Nice. It's absolutely stunning.
You don't feel the shoulder pads are a step too far?
But they're perfect. We are supposed to be recreating the 40s, remember?
Mm-hmm. Perhaps you're right.
Yeah. This dress could have been made for you.
I used to have one which was very similar. It was a checked print, cinched in at the waist.
Oh.
Your hire company clearly deal in authentic goods.
Joe and Bert will be fighting to dance with you.
I think they're more focused on competing against each other than dancing with anybody.
Oh, well. They can show off their moves on Saturday night.
I'd say Bert is better at the swing, but Joe definitely has the foxtrot.
Oh,
Fallon, is that the echo?
Yeah.
Ah.
Incredible, isn't it?
The voice of Middle England.
That's not the half of it.
Oh, my.
Have a read. They're calling her the Boudicca of Borsetshire.
Who'd have thought that Jennifer Aldridge would spark such a storm?
I know.
But it's wonderful that she's attracting so much attention for the SAFE campaign. Maybe there is something we can do to combat Route B. I mean, she's sending out a very clear message.
Well, to be honest, Carol, I'm not even sure anyone's listening to the message. It's Jennifer that people are talking about. Oh, I can't quite believe this is happening.
That chap's got a nerve making up stories.
Mm.
Oh, shoot, I hear as wet as a sheet.
Oh, I'm okay.
Well, try not to worry. It'll be all right.
We'll see.
Well, it's not as if you or Rob have done anything wrong. All that matters now is that you tell the truth.
I'll just tell them I've arrived.
You go ahead. I'll wait for you here.
See you in a minute.
Oliver.
Oh, Rob. Well, this is a bit of a shocker, isn't it?
You can say that again.
Let's sit down. So, what's been happening?
Well, I got a call this morning and they asked me to come in.
Same as Shula.
I've just been interviewed under caution by PC Burns.
Well, they can't seriously believe these ridiculous allegations.
Well, who knows what sort of story he's concocted. Oh, morning, Shula.
No, Rob.
But why make up something like this, hmm?
Well, I suppose he thinks there's a chance he'll get away with it.
Well, good job there's a third party who can vouch for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise, it'd be my word against his. Mrs. Ebden Lloyd?
Yes?
Would you please come through?
Grandad!
Oh, don't talk to me.
Why?
I ain't happy.
What's the matter?
Well, can't you see them flaming molehills?
Oh, yeah?
And the ground's too soggy to firm them up proper.
Well, look, I've got some news that might cheer you up.
Oh, well, I'm listening.
Oliver's told me that I can go on renting the land at Grange Farm.
You're selling the herd.
Well, I'm going to look at running a few beef cattle.
What?
No, well, I haven't gone into it yet, but Oliver's very keen. I reckon it might be worth a punt. Anyway, it looks like I won't be leaving Grange Farm just yet.
You're sure?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, Edward, that's... Well, it's madness. What about selling the cows?
Well, Alice just finished the second TB test, and he's given them the all clear.
Oh, thank the Lord for that.
So I've arranged to sell them at Borchester Market next week. I told Mike he'll have to arrange a bottled milk supply until he sells the round.
Well, whatever did he take it, eh?
Fine. He says he understands my position. I just need to tell Helen that I won't be able to supply her for sterling gold.
Oh, who gives a fig about cheese at a time like this, eh? Oh, this is... Yeah, well, it's the best news I've heard in ages.
I feel hopeful again, Grandad. You know, I know there's not any big money in beef, but there's a chance of making a go of things. I haven't felt like this for a long time.
Oh, luck changes, boy. Eventually everything changes. Here, come here. Oh, you put me in the mood to dance burnt fry off the floor on Saturday night.
A couple more questions, Miss Ebden Lloyd, and then you can read through your statements.
Okay.
Can I ask why you didn't ride off with the rest of the hunt?
I had a feeling that something might happen.
Why is that?
Well, Rob had seen the man with the camera and he went over.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that Mr. Titchener was angry?
No, not necessarily.
What mood was he in?
I couldn't say exactly.
And the other riders were at some distance at this point?
Yes.
Could anybody else, apart from you, have seen what happened between the two men?
I didn't notice anybody else.
Mr. Murphy is adamant that Mr. Titchener punched him first. You've told me that Mr. Murphy pushed Mr. Titchener and he fell to the ground. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, at any stage, did you see Mr. Titchener strike Mr. Murphy?
Oh, here, let me help you.
Thank you.
I reckon you should buy this dress off the hire company, you know. It really suits you.
Oh, that's very kind. Though I'm not sure I need more clothes. I'm at the stage where I prefer to shed rather than acquire. Mm. I've donated a whole sack of clothes to Linda for next week's jumble sale.
Oh, right.
Are you expecting many people for the dance?
Oh, yeah. Loads have signed up. I mean, just this morning we had bookings from Alistair, Christine Barford and Neville Booth.
I did try and encourage Elizabeth to join us, but she wasn't keen.
Oh, maybe next year.
I'd have thought Linda might want to take part. She's such a stalwart when it comes to village dues.
Oh, well, she said she'd been trying to get Robert to rehearse, but he's out most of the time. You know, he's taking this bird-watching competition with Jim very seriously.
I had heard.
They were actually pretty tetchy with each other in the pub the other day.
Why do they have to take it so seriously?
I don't know. But it's not over yet, apparently. Christine had to stop Jim from peering into Sabrina Thwaite's garden yesterday.
Oh, dear. What was he thinking?
He said he had his eye on a pair of grey wagtails.
Oh, I feel sorry for the poor birds being endlessly pursued by those two.
Yeah.
Right, well, I'd better be off. I'm supposed to be meeting Jill in Borchester for some shopping and then lunch.
Nice.
Shula was meant to join us, but she's cried off for some reason. I'll just get my handbag.
That's odd.
What?
Kenton's saying not to come downstairs for a few minutes. He's taking some big delivery.
Oh?
I reckon it's this surprise he's arranged for Valentine's night.
Oh, I wonder what that can be.
Who knows? But I smell trouble.
If anybody ought to be making accusations, it's you.
No, I don't think that'd be helpful. This thing's already well out of proportion.
But you're hurt. I mean, look at your arm.
I'll survive. Nothing's broken.
If you ask me, you had a lucky escape. This fellow attacked you in broad daylight. Who can tell what might have happened next? Ah, Shula.
Hi.
How'd you get on?
Well, I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, of course.
So, what now?
I've been asked to wait here. Oh.
Thank you both for coming in.
Pleasure.
Is that the end of the matter, PC Burns?
We're still in the process of investigating the complaint.
Oh, but you must realise this is a cul-de-sac. Rob and Shula have explained.
I understand your frustration, Mr. Sterling. You'll both hear from me in due course.
You're not suggesting this might go any further?
I can't answer that now. I promise I'll be in touch as soon as I can. Goodbye now.
Well, that wasn't exactly the outcome I was hoping for.
You know what police procedures are like. Let's sit tight.
I suppose it depends on which version of events they choose to believe.
Well, Shula was there when he went for you, isn't that right?
Mm.
And you told them exactly what you saw?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Mark my words, this'll blow over soon enough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you both had to go through such an ordeal.
Oh, it's not your fault.
How about I treat you both to lunch, eh? There's a lovely little place just
No, for. Thanks. I ought to be getting back.
Are you sure you're all right, Shula?
Yes, I just want to go home.
He wants to move it a bit to the left.
That better?
No, worse. It's fallen in the middle now.
Hey, we can't have droopy bunting. Not on Valentine's night.
Yeah, take my advice and stick it down on every third flag.
Okay. Better?
Yeah, weren't bad.
I must say, it's reassuring to see you here so early, Joe.
Oh, he wants to get in the mood before he struts me stuff.
Good for you. Oh, you're looking very dapper.
Well, this suit, oh, it's quality, this is.
Yeah, I can tell. Everyone's making such an effort. Oh, and you should see Bert. What a transformation. A dollop of Brill Cream really does work wonders.
Now, well, it's feet, not hair, that's on show tonight.
Right, how's that?
Well, like I said, in bed.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. What's that object on the bar?
Oh. Well, that is P.C. Burns' Valentine's present to Fallon.
It looks weird. What is it, flowers?
No, it's meant to be an arrangement in the shape of a teapot.
What?
Yeah, a reference to Fallon's Ambridge tea service.
Oh, right.
She's been grinning from ear to ear ever since it was delivered.
Yeah, well, it's strange what makes folk happy these days.
Well, each to their own, eh?
Yeah, and what's the table for?
Well, this is the judges' area.
Yeah, no, I don't want nobody shouting out scores at me, not like them loud mouths on the telly.
No, it won't be like that. No, Mike, Vicky and I are looking for spirited, sparkling dancing throughout the evening. It will call out a few excuse me dances and then present awards at the end. Oh, and I've got something special up my sleeve.
Oh, what's that then?
I think it's time to bring it upstairs. Although, I might need a hand. Callum!
Hey, what, big is it?
Yeah. You wait there.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello there, Bert.
Hi.
Callum!
Oh, shouldn't you be going over your steps?
Well, I'm as prepared as I'll ever be.
Yeah, well, make sure you know your left from your right, then.
Don't you worry about me, Joe Grundy.
Oh, then you ain't worried about it. It's the rest of the village. Don't want you bumping into nobody causing a nasty accident.
Oh, as if.
Yeah, just you watch yourself. Everyone round here knows you've never been too steady on your feet.
Now, look here, I don't take too kindly to your comments.
So, what do you reckon?
It is?
It is.
Oh, God, where did you get it from?
Ah, that would be telling. But hopefully, it'll shake everybody up a bit.
It'll do more than that, Kenton Archer.
I got off the phone to her about a minute ago.
And you say she's walked out, just like that?
Yep. Left the keys with Anya, and she's very clear she's not coming back.
But what brought this on, Helen?
I've no idea. She's saying it's simply too stressful.
She was going to throw the towel in. Couldn't she at least have waited till after closing time?
Apparently not. The thing is, Mum, I need to go to the shop so I can at least sort out the takings and lock up. Anya struggles with the electric shutter. There's a knack to it. And with Rob at work...
Well, is he okay now?
Oh, bruised but fine, I think. Anyway, Mum, I'm on my own, so I was wondering if you might be able to come round and look after Henry?
Of course.
Oh, thanks. And are you still okay to babysit tonight? After what Rob's been through this week, I really want him to have a lovely evening.
Don't you worry. I'm on my way.
Welcome, everybody, to We'll Meet Again, Ambridge's very own Valentine's Dance. A night of fun, frolics, and the 40s. Please enjoy the music, dance your socks off, and make sure you're well-oiled with one of my classic cocktails. Now, I think you've all seen the special surprise, so without further ado, let's kick off proceedings! Take it away, Callum! Will you please take your partners? And this is an excuse me dance, so don't be afraid of changing partners.
Helen should be here by now.
Have you tried calling her?
Yeah, it keeps going to voicemail.
I'm sure she won't be long. She's been practicing very hard.
Well, she left me feeling rather foolish, standing around like a lemon while everyone else is partnered up.
Well, I'm available if you fancy your chances at the swing.
No, I'm more of a foxtrot man.
I'm only kidding, Rob. I'm spoken for. Although, Ian and Kathy do seem to be establishing a certain chemistry on the dance floor.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even be here if Helen hadn't insisted we come out. I was perfectly happy to spend the evening at home with a bottle of Shiraz and her delicious steak Diane.
Oh, look at Alistair.
Oh, I didn't think he had that in him.
Oh, he's very nimble on his feet. Mm. Though Sheila doesn't seem to be quite herself. Looks a bit glum, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there was some trouble at the hunt this week. Rogue Sab causing problems.
Oh, yeah, I heard. Well, hopefully this evening will cheer her up.
Joe, you're positively floating.
Well, you've either got it or you haven't.
Excuse me?
And here's somebody who hasn't.
I said excuse me.
Well, this one ain't an excuse me.
I think it is, Joe.
Oh.
Why don't you dance with Caroline? She seems rather at a loss.
All right then, but I'll be back.
If you don't mind.
Carefully don't tread on your toes.
Just the cardboard in there, Mum. I'll take the bottles to the bank.
OK, I'll break these big ones up.
Are you sure Tom didn't mind watching Henry?
I seem delighted. I left them both playing superheroes.
Well, thanks for giving me a hand. Oh, no, look at the time. I should have been at the pub ages ago. Poor Rob's probably hovering around on his own.
He's hardly what you call a wallflower.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Oh, send him a text. Oh, he's been trying to call. He's been so busy, I haven't even checked my phone.
Look, you'll only be a few minutes late. I'm sure it won't make much difference.
Oh, I wanted Valentine's night to be special.
It will be. Rob will understand when you tell him about Tina. You had to be here. There was no other option.
Yeah.
Right, that's the last of the boxes.
I'll get the shutters down.
I must say the shop does look nice inside. So it's back to its old self.
Well, I rearranged some of the displays and I redid the prices on the deli area. Practically illegible.
Good to see you back at the helm, love.
I must admit I did get a buzz out of getting the place organised again. I know what I'm doing in organics, and being back in the driving seat felt pretty good.
Oh, how am I doing, Mrs. T?
Oh, I feel like Ginger Rogers.
That's what I thought. Yeah, try not to bend your arms too much.
I'm doing my best, Bert.
Oh, that was lovely.
And now, for all you swing lovers,
Here's another great tune to get you boogie. Oh,
right, you lop it.
We're still dancing.
Actually, I might step out for a second.
Yeah, you see, she's had enough of you too.
This is not an excuse me.
If you don't mind, gentlemen, I rather fancy one of Kenton's Mai Tais, so you shall find me somewhere by the bar.
Well, I haven't shown you my foxtrot yet.
I might make that too, Mai Tais.
I'm in the mood for dancing.
Well, Joe, I think you'll find that Christine's looking for a partner. Oh. As is Bert.
What kept you, darling?
It was Henry. He wouldn't go down.
Well, couldn't your mum cope?
He kept asking for me. You know how he gets.
You have to stop pandering to him.
I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm here now. How's your arm?
Oh, well, see for yourself.
Oh, those bruises don't seem to be going down at all. Maybe you should see a doctor.
Waste more time, no thanks.
Oh, Helen, sorry, I didn't realise you'd arrived. What would you like to drink?
Oh, no, it's fine. You two enjoy your cocktails. I'll get my own. Does Ian want anything?
I don't think he's ever coming off that dance floor.
See you in a minute.
See you.
Yeah.
One screwdriver.
What's yours?
Slow gin fizz. I became somewhat addicted to these when we were in Miami.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting to ask. How was the holiday?
Blissful. I'd highly recommend the hotel if you're in need of pampering.
Well, Miami isn't quite my scene.
Well, the break did us both a whole lot of good. In fact, we had such a brilliant time. We're thinking of getting married.
Well, haven't you done that civil partnership thing?
A few years ago, yeah. But it's a point of principle. We'd like to tie the knot properly.
Because you're so in love?
Yeah.
Oh, very romantic.
I suppose.
Yeah, it's a special feeling, isn't it?
What's that?
Well, knowing that you only have eyes for each other.
I guess.
This is delicious, by the way. How's your gin?
And the We'll Meet Again Valentine's Prize for the most loved-up couple goes to... Neil and Susan Carter. Come on, here, you two. Well done, really good. Great. Here you go.
Who decides the categories for these prizes?
Well, Kenton, of course. Isn't it obvious?
Oh, look at Fallon and Harrison. They're gorgeous together, don't you think?
Definitely. They can't keep their hands off each other.
It's sweet.
I expect you're still at that stage.
What?
Well, you know, that heady love is all around stage. In the early days where you can't think about anything else except the one.
Well, sort of. I mean, Rob and I've settled into a routine now. A very happy routine, but it's slightly different when you have children.
I suppose it must be. Where is Rob?
At the bar, I think.
Haven't seen you two doing much dancing.
He's a bit tired, I think.
And finally, the prize for the most elegant dancing is a dead heat between Carol Tregoran and Bert Fry.
I love it!
And Carol Tregoran and Joe Grundy.
Bert and Joe don't look too happy about winning.
No, I see what you mean.
Oh, look, Kenton's making them both shake hands.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, now you're the one who's tired.
Oh, I suppose I am, rather. I was at the shop today.
I thought you'd left.
Yeah, but my manager's gone AWOL, so I needed to go in.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
To tell you the truth, Adam, it was fantastic.
Yeah?
You know, I might even go back full-time if I can arrange childcare.
Excellent. I, for one, never understood why you gave it up.
Tina's left the place in a real mess, and I'm determined to get it back into profit. By the way, I haven't mentioned any of this to Rob yet, so do you mind not saying?
I pride myself at keeping my mouth shut, Helen, as you well know.
Right then, everyone, to finish the evening, a final blast to get you all in the mood for the last dance.
Well, I'd better go. Catch up with Ian.
Okay, see you later.
And this one... Yes, you guessed it. It's for all you Valentine lovebirds.
Shall we dance?
I'd love to.
I'm sorry if I was off before.
No, that's okay. I realise you've had a horrible week.
I just wanted tonight to be special.
Me too.
Come here.
Oh, I do adore you.
Happy Valentine's Day, darling.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.